We are going to begin this show with a set of music from the great Pat Metheny.
Thank you.
Yes, Pat Metheny Group. Great way to start off the morning with the wonderful Pat Metheny, NEA Jazz Master, a career that we've followed for so long from the early 70s. And we heard two of the Pat Metheny Group's earliest offerings in those two tracks. The last one you heard, I was inspired to play this after watching a video on YouTube, or maybe it was on Facebook. A video came up and I was enthralled by the video and wanted to play it in today's show. So you just heard it. Name of the track is Are You Going With Me from the album Off Ramp. That goes back to 1982. And that version of the Pat Metheny Group was Pat Metheny on electric guitar and acoustic guitars and guitar synthesizers and synclavier, as well as Lyle Mays on piano. He did a beautiful piano solo on that. Yes, piano and synthesizers and electric organ and all kinds of keyboards. Steve Rodby on electric and acoustic bass. Dan Gottlieb on drums. And Nana Vasconcelos on percussion and voice. Beautiful track from Pat Metheny. And we started out that set from the first Pat Metheny Group. That one released in 1978 and self-titled Pat Metheny Group album. And we heard a track that he used to begin his concerts with way back when. I've seen those concerts back in the mid 70s and early 80s, playing that to start off his concerts. Phase Dance is the name of the track. And that version of the original Pat Metheny Group is Pat Metheny on guitars, Lyle Mays on piano and keyboards. I think Lyle Mays is one of the most underrated piano players out there. Mark Egan on bass and Danny Gottlieb on drums. Pat Metheny to start out today's show. Welcome, listeners. Time is 9:21. This is Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for spending the morning with me. We're going to continue on with, speaking of great players, Chris Potter, who I think is perhaps one of the greatest saxophone players of the day. And he has a new album out, released earlier this year. The album's called Circuits. It's got a very interesting sound. I've been listening to it over the last couple days, and I really, really dig this album. He integrates a lot of electronic sounds above some high energy saxophone. And we're going to hear two tracks, the first two tracks on the album. The first one is sort of an introduction, and then we'll get into the meat of the album after that. Let's listen to Chris Potter from the album Circuits. This is Invocation.
Thank you.
Chris Potter. Something new from his album entitled Circuits. And as always, Chris Potter pushing the envelope with new and exciting sounds, as you see there, and his unbelievable chops on tenor, saxophone, and other reed instruments. As I said, the name of the album is Circuits, featuring Chris Potter on a variety of reeds and flutes, as well as doing some guitar and keyboards, it says, as well, and percussion. Also on this album, James Francis on keyboards, and he contributes a very modern electric sound to Circuits, appropriately. Eric Harland on drums, also a major contributor to this album, as Eric Harland's amazing beats just keep kicking that music ahead. And Lindley Marth on electric bass. Really interesting sound from Chris Potter, an exciting album. Another new release from another fine saxophone player. His name is Noah Preminger, and he has a new album out as well. The name of the album is Afterlife, an interesting concept album about different worlds that one perhaps will be going to in the afterlife. Was the basis for this album. The album also includes a booklet of poems by Ruth Lepson, each one inspired by the music, and the titles of the tracks are something like The World of 12 Faces, The World of Growth, Senseless World, Hovering World, Nothing World, World of Hunger, Island World, and World of Illusions. Those are the 8 tracks on the album. We're going to hear 2 of those tracks to play on this show. We're going to hear World of Growth and Senseless World. This is Noah Preminger. Might as well say the personnel on this. The lineup on this group is Noah Preminger on tenor sax, Jason Palmer on trumpet, Max Light on guitar, Kim Cass on bass, and Rudy Royston on drums. A fantastic quintet. Let's listen to World of Growth. We'll be right back. From Noah Preminger, Name of the album is Afterlife. And each of the eight tracks on this album are written pertaining to a world that we may inhabit when we leave Earth. Also on this album, I have not seen it yet since I have the music digitally, but the album also includes a booklet of poems by Ruth Lepson. So, very interesting sound. Noah Preminger being such an expressive tenor saxophone player, certainly one of the important voices in modern jazz today. Noah Preminger. We heard two tracks from this album. We started out with World of Growth, and then that last one you heard, that beautiful ballad, Senseless World by Noah Preminger. Seven of the eight tunes, originals written by Noah. All right. Time now is 9:49. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening, folks. We heard two great modern tenor saxophone players, perhaps two of the most important voices in modern jazz today, Chris Potter and Noah Preminger, both with brand new albums out. Hope you enjoyed that. We are going to continue on with some more music. There was some great guitar work in that by Max Light. And I want to continue on with some more guitar in this next set. So we are going to hear from Kurt Rosenwinkel, one of my favorite guitarists. We're going to go back and hear something from previous albums that go back a few years. This first one you're going to hear is from an album called The Next Step. This is Minor Blues. time is 10:03. You are listening to Friday Morning Jazz in the Groove. My name's Ken Laster. You are listening to WWUH West Hartford, 91.3 FM. You can also hear us on WDJW Summers, 89.7 FM, and streaming online all around the world at WWUH.org. And the last thing you heard was Kurt Rosenwinkel, an amazing, very unique sounding guitarist. Such an identifiable sound. We heard two tracks. The last one you heard from an album released back in 2012. Name of the album is Star of Jupiter. And the track you heard was Kurt One. And that's Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar, Aaron Parks on piano, Eric Rivas on bass, and Justin Faulkner on drums. That's fine quartet. Before that, we heard from another album, an earlier album of Kurt Rosenwinkel's, going back to 2001. Name of the album is The Next Step. And we heard Minor Blues. And that group is Kurt Rosenwinkel on guitar, Mark Turner on tenor sax, Ben Street on bass, and Jeff Ballard on drums. Great guitar work. We've heard a lot of great modern masters, I think, this morning in Chris Potter, Noah Preminger, Kurt Rosenwinkel. We are going to hear some more guitar work on this next set. This is an album by guitarist Pete Bernstein. He's got a tremendous quintet with him on this one. Or I should say a quartet on this one. Pete Bernstein on guitar, Brad Meldow on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Gregory Hutchinson on drums. Well, the name of the album is Signs Live, and we are going to hear a track, Hidden Pockets, the guitar work of Peter Bernstein.
This is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.